Right then, watching the Bristol International Balloon Fiesta, mass ascent can obviously be spellbinding. I'm a massive balloon aficionado. I know many of you are as well, because they're so intrinsically woven into the fabric of Bristolian society. I am absolutely delighted. But if you cannot get down to Ashton Court, and why wouldn't you? Come and see me 6 till 10 on Friday morning, and me and Andy are going to be there for the night glow as well on Friday and Saturday night. So I am not going to be leaving there, I don't think, all weekend. But for those of you who can't make it down and you want to go and get a good view, then you want to get yourself down to Troopers Hill. But be warned, because those of you who are considering making your way to Troopers Hill this year, there's a bit of a warning, and it comes from Susan Acton Campbell, who's from Friends of Troopers Hill. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Joe.
Now, you've had a few problems, haven't you, with people descending the hill over recent years. Is that right?
Yes, that's right. We've had hundreds of people turn up, and Troopers Hill has got absolutely no parking. It's built up a residential area, and it can cause real problems, actual safety problems. If ambulances and fire service can't get through, big problem. And just think of those people who use wheelchairs. Troopers Hill does have a wheelchair accessible entrance.
Does it?
Yeah. There's a little road called Malvern Road, and if it's quiet, then anybody who needs to use a wheelchair can find somewhere to put their vehicle and wheel in, and they find themselves at the top of the top of Troopers Hill with brilliant views within 100 metres.
Oh, that's fantastic to know. I did not know that. Yeah.
Yeah. It's absolutely fantastic. So if everybody could, if they're coming to Troopers Hill, and there's many other fantastic places to watch the Balloon Fiesta, as well as Ashton Court, of course. I mean, there's Brandon Hill, the Northern Slopes. But at Troopers Hill, please, please, please walk or use the bike, or just think at the moment, kids can go free on buses. Anybody
that's
under 16, it's free. So just hop on the bus. Troopers Hill is an absolutely lovely sight. And don't just think of Troopers Hill for special occasions like this. We could always do with your help at a work party. It's a fantastic local nature reserve. And we could always do with volunteers at our work parties. And we've got something special on before the balloons go up on Saturday. We've got a Bugs and Beasties event. 4 o'clock in the afternoon on Saturday.
We'll have
bug pots, nets, and an expert to identify what you find. So we'll be there to greet you at the top of Troopers Hill from 4 o'clock.
Oh, that sounds brilliant, Susan. So have you got like a full activity programme? Is there somewhere we can find out about all the things that are happening with the Friends of Troopers Hill?
Oh, very definitely. We've got a fantastic website, troopers-hill.org.uk. There's an events page, there's a how to get there page, there's a history page, there's fantastic history, there's a wildlife page, there's a management plan page, so you can find out what's done there to help conserve this very, very special place. It's a unique place for Bristol in terms of ecology. Absolutely fantastic place. Oh, and anybody coming to the Balloon Fiesta, anywhere you go, please take your litter away with you. Troopers Hill, we've just got 4 bins near the top, and they get absolutely full. The wonderful Bristol City Council send out their park staff twice a week to empty the bins. But obviously, if several hundred people turn up, the bins aren't going to cope. So please, please, please take your litter home. Don't leave it around the bins, because the lovely foxes will spread your litter far and wide. It is a nature reserve. We do have foxes and other mammals. So, yeah, take your litter home.
I think that is very, very good advice. Timely advice as well. Do take your rubbish home with you if you possibly can. Susan Acton Campbell, thank you so much. From Friends of Troopers Hill, she's asking you to try and avoid from parking up at the hill to watch any of the Balloon Fiesta mass ascents, because people parking dangerously on the streets nearby are a hazard, especially if you have to get an ambulance there or a fire engine down there. And of course, there is disabled access for those that need it. Thank you very much. The time now is 1 minute to 8, and you're listening to me, Joe Sims, for your proper Bristol breakfast.